AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The war in the Middle East widens, and Israel and the U.S. continue to pound Iran. Secretary of State Marco Rubio says the hardest hits are yet to come. Jennifer King has more.
After a classified briefing on Capitol Hill, Secretary of State Marco Rubio and House Speaker Mike Johnson were in accord as they described the objectives of the U.S. attack on Iran.
We knew that there was going to be an Israeli action. We knew that that would precipitate an attack against American forces. And we knew that if we didn't preemptively go after them before they launched those attacks, we would suffer higher casualties.
They would have immediately retaliated against U.S. personnel and assets.
Mark Warner, the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, had a different take.
If we equate a threat to Israel as the equivalent of an imminent threat to the United States, then we are in uncharted territory.
U.S. Central Command says six Army soldiers were confirmed dead in a strike on a logistics unit in Kuwait. The U.S. military also says six pilots ejected safely after Kuwait mistakenly shot down three American F-15E Strike Eagles. Jennifer King, Washington.
The Iranian Red Crescent says at least 555 people have been killed, with more than 130 cities coming under attack in Iran. In Israel, 11 people were killed in locations hit by Iranian missiles, while there are at least 31 known dead in Lebanon from Israeli strikes against Hezbollah. Neighboring Gulf states have been hit, including the U.S. Embassy in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. Sirens were sounding in Bahrain early Tuesday, and the State Department's urging U.S. citizens to leave more than a dozen Middle Eastern countries. Travelers stranded in the United Arab Emirates have started leaving aboard a small number of evacuation flights, but airspace closures have led to flight cancellations across the region. Meanwhile, with Iran targeting energy facilities in Qatar and elsewhere, crude oil prices jumped more than 6% Monday. This is AP News. Trey the Triceratops up for auction.
Trey was discovered near Lusk, Wyoming in 1993. The 17-foot-long herbivore was on display for nearly three decades at the Wyoming Dinosaur Center. He was recently sold in a private auction and is now in Singapore. Dinosaur fossils don't just belong to museums and universities anymore. They've become increasingly popular investments. Andre Lujan is a professional paleontologist based in Texas. He helped prepare Trey for auction on the Jupiter platform and says he's special not only because dinosaurs have always captivated our imagination, but for the history he carries.
This one is connected to people and undoubtedly has inspired young children who've seen it to be, pursue a career in paleontology.
Trey's pre-auction estimate? Between $4.5 to $5.5 million. I'm Marcela Sanchez.
The latest developments at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.